A new award-winning documentary about the impact of an entirely preventable disease that's taken hold in Aboriginal communities in the Northern Territory has premiered across the country. The film is Take Heart, and the condition it describes is rheumatic heart disease. Now, it starts with a sore throat or infected skin sores in children. Untreated, it can lead to permanent heart damage. Aboriginal people in the Top End are at high risk, given that the disease is in a sense brought on by overcrowded living conditions, by poverty and by poor healthcare. Rheumatic heart disease threatens the lives of over 30 million young people around the world and 2% of Indigenous people living in the Top End. The film Take Heart was named Best Documentary at this year's Global Independent Film Awards. Now, let's meet the director, a paediatric cardiologist and a patient who's been treated for rheumatic heart disease.
Liddy, how many people are living in this place at the moment?
Seven. My brother-in-law, my sister, mother's sister, my father, and my mum, and me and my brother. Seven.
And does it ever get more people than that?
Yeah. They can fill this up. When they come from Bellerin, some they sleep here, and some in the middle, blocking the kitchen.
My name is Edward Murray. Hello, and I live in Bellerin community, and I come over here to do some more talking and cameras recording. Yeah.
Bo Romani, a children heart specialist or paediatric cardiologist from Darwin.
And Mike Hill, director of Take Heart. Our goal is to help get the story of rheumatic heart disease out there broadly in Australia in a new way that hasn't been done before.
Bo, how did you become a part of this film, Take Heart?
My day-to-day work is working with rheumatic heart disease in a setting of clinical work, but also I'm a researcher in rheumatic heart disease. So when Mike approached me about this opportunity to share the stories of our patients, I was very excited about this very novel approach to raising awareness.
Regarding raising awareness, Bo, prior to this film, how was the word of rheumatic heart disease getting out to the public?
I suppose it really wasn't, and that's the bottom line. Most people in Australia are simply not aware that today in 2016, there's children and young people are dying from rheumatic heart disease.
Rheumatic heart disease, or RHD, starts in children as a common sore throat and possibly skin sores. And it can end in open heart surgery, heart failure, stroke, or premature death. Over 30 million people are estimated to have RHD worldwide. Indigenous Australians, Maori, and Pacific Islanders have amongst the highest rates in the world.
Couldn't run, couldn't play with my brothers, go out hunting. I was just really weak, sit down in the house and just do nothing.
And how many operations so far?
Three.
And is there a need for another operation in the future or nothing now?
Nope. No need.
You just got to take those pills and the penicillin. When's your next penicillin injection?
Next week, Thursday. Yep.
It's 4 days since Liddy Wu's third open heart surgery to replace his failed mitral and aortic valves with mechanical valves. But he almost didn't make it.
We knew that Edward was really, really sick and we took all precautions. But even with that, his heart almost arrested. At the time of the induction of anesthesia, when we put him asleep, he developed pulmonary edema, froth, and blood coming out of his airways into his endotracheal tube that was put in his throat to make him breathe artificially. So that's a very scary moment that we had with Edward, and he then recovered from that, and I could proceed with the surgery uneventfully, but it was to prove that he could have died at any time if we had waited any longer.
Mike, could you tell us about working with Bo for the film and having her expertise at arm's length for ideas and such?
Bo has been so fantastic to work with. She's really a champion for rheumatic heart disease prevention in the top end, working on the front line as one of the only paediatric cardiologists in the top end. And when you think about that, it's very significant because there are thousands of people living with rheumatic heart disease in Australia at the moment, and most of them are from the top end.
Bo, you know, you dedicate a lot of your work to rheumatic heart disease. Just tell us about the opportunity to be able to work with Mike on this film.
It's a fantastic opportunity to raise awareness about this very serious condition that is completely preventable. And I kind of always felt like if he had rheumatic fever and rheumatic heart disease to the same extent, for example, in Victoria as we do in Northern Territory, then parents, you know, would be up in arms about it and it would be in the front news of the newspaper every day. But I feel that because rheumatic heart disease is most prevalent in the top part of Australia, it's just not getting the attention that it deserves.
And Bo, just how long have you dedicated your work to rheumatic heart disease?
The last 15 years of my life, and I've worked in the Northern Territory just 4 years out of that.
When did you come down to Melbourne?
Yesterday.
Yesterday, yeah. So you have rheumatic heart disease, is that right?
Yeah.
Edward, who prefers his Aboriginal name, Lidiwu, is 15 years old. He too has come from Darwin, having moved there from his homeland of Beluin due to his growing medical needs. Lidiwu had his first open heart surgery at the age of 8. He is back in Melbourne to have his third operation due to RHD.
Lidiwu, could you tell us some of the things that you can do now and you couldn't do before being treated for RHD?
Yep. The things that I can do now is walking, running, hunting, going walkabout, no sitting around. Yep. And playing around, mud fight.
Have you been in movie before or what?
No.
Well, what's it like to see yourself there on screen?
To see myself, like, on screen is good. My family will be happy.
How critical is the situation of Edward? Well, I can say that it is as critical as can be. Edward, if we don't do anything, would die suddenly in a matter of weeks. So it has to have it done quickly.
For everyone here, we know what the cause is and yep. how to treat it, though the prevention is the problem, eh?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Prevention is the key to rheumatic fever and rheumatic heart disease. I mean, we have fantastic surgeons and surgical facilities to deal with this problem, but it's a shame that any child has to go through an open heart operation as a result of a simple throat infection. So it all comes down to improved housing, reducing overcrowding, better education, and better access to healthcare.
Lidiwu, do you have a message for mob out there? Do you have a message for the listeners about rheumatic heart disease?
Yep. Some of my brothers, they're painting their chests. And, like, I keep on telling them to go to check up and have their Vicodin, but they didn't listen. Some of them, they're sick, and I think they're same thing as me, fever. And my other two brothers, they're same like me, rheumatic fever, but probably they're not listening. And I don't want to see some of the kids have rheumatic fever and heart paining in Australia.
Mike, a ton of work, I imagine, to get to this point. For you, what's it finally like to get this film out to the public?
I hope that this film does the work that it's meant to do. And if it does its job, we'll look back on this time and rheumatic heart disease will be in the history books and no more children in Australia will have to go through what Lidiwu has gone through.
One way of getting there is the so-called holy grail of RHD prevention, a Group A strep vaccine. But this dream is proving difficult to realise.
One of the things that makes streptococcus very difficult to make a vaccine against is that there are hundreds of different strains of streptococcus. So an individual can be exposed to one strain and develop immunity to that strain, but then be totally susceptible to another strain that they might encounter the following week or month. And therefore, because there are so many different strains, it takes a long while to develop immunity to all of them.
Bo, how realistic is it to think that a vaccine will be available anytime soon?
Firstly, Australia needs to commit to developing a vaccine. To produce a vaccine is not cheap, and both the Australian and New Zealand government to date have committed substantial amount of dollars to the first stage of development of the vaccine. What we need right now is an accelerated development of a Group A streptococcal vaccine, and firstly, we need commitment from the Australian government to go ahead with that. And I think the experts in Australia feel that if we had commitment, funding-wise, then it would be feasible to see a vaccine on the market within the next 5 to 10 years.
Everyone, what is the true cost of rheumatic heart disease?
In my opinion, the cost is Australia can't truly consider itself one of the world's most equal societies, which it's currently rated, until we close the gap on this disease. That's the cost.
Yeah, so there's financial costs. For example, someone like Lidibu, he had over $500,000 spent just on his cardiac surgery on one person. But it's not just the financial cost. It's the cost for Lidi for his education, in his ability to participate in normal social activities, his and the impact on his family. So you get costs, as in money, you get cost for the individual and you get cost for the family. And it's very, very difficult to quantify. I think the bottom line is that we can't realistically close the gap on Indigenous health until we address rheumatic heart disease.
Oh, hello, Edward. Hello, Rosemary. So glad to see you. I was so worried about you.
Yeah.
It's 3 weeks since Liddy Wu's third heart operation. And so long as he complies with his strict medication schedule, his future is bright. Whilst he's in Darwin, he will get help.
Edward, the really important part is that the nurses will come to your home, check your blood, and to give you a new box of medicines, okay? It's very important that you tell them if you're going to be out of town, if you're going camping, because then they can bring you enough medicine for 2 weeks or 3 weeks.
Going camping? I never seen that. Tell them.
How can we, everyone, make change for the better regarding RHD?
I suppose it's advocating that our policymakers ensure that Indigenous people in Australia benefit from the socio-economic developments that non-Indigenous Australians have already benefited from, and hence making Australia an equal society.
About 5 years ago in New Zealand, the Maori Party held the balance of power, and they said, with a united voice, we care about rheumatic heart disease and we don't want to see it anymore. And they invested into a prevention program that's having great results. That's what we need to do.
Liddy Wu, you want to try and answer that? How can everyone help with rheumatic heart disease?
By telling people and walking up to them and asking them what's wrong with you and asking them if you feel sick or pain in your joints everywhere, body, chest, and sore throat. Yeah.
Mike, there's even a Take Heart smartphone app?
Yeah, that's right. The smartphone app's available for free from the website takeheart.tv, and that'll help people like Liddy Wu stay on track with their penicillin injections, which keep them safe and well. It's critical that they get those on time, every time.
That's director Mike Hill speaking with Away's Rico Udren about the new documentary, Take Heart. We also heard from the paediatric cardiologist, Bo Romigny, and Edward Lidiwu Mardi, who's been treated for rheumatic heart disease. There's more information and links on our website, abc.net.au/rn.